Welcome back to our Snack Travelers podcast. I'm your host, Ben Graham, and on this podcast, we will be trying snacks from around the world and talking about the problems of the countries the snacks are originally from. I'm here today with my co-host, Caitlin Spurlock.
Hello.
And our guest, Carnell Robinson.
Hey.
And in this episode, we will be talking about Asia's issues.
Hey guys, this is Caitlin, and I'm going to be starting off with talking about some of the women's rights issues in Asia. Violence is a big one, and it continues to be a major problem everywhere in Asia, but especially in South Asia, where rates are so high that the problem has become a significant constraint on development. 26 cases of violence against women are reported every hour.
Another big problem of Asia is the death penalty and its criminal justice. It has been recorded to, in December 2021, that Japan executed 3 prisoners on death row. And that's just crazy because it feels like it shouldn't be that high. In July, Japan executed another prisoner with 106 prisoners remaining on death row as of July 26, 2022. It just seems to be growing even bigger and bigger each time. Concerns have long been raised about death row inmates being notified of other executions only on the day it takes place and having inadequate access to legal counsel, among others. Just seems like they should get a further notice instead of just being told, hey, you're going to get executed this afternoon. It's just crazy. And in May 2022, the Justice Ministry started to review the implementation of the 2016 Criminal Procedures Code revisions, which introduced mandatory video and audio recording of interrogation in some criminal cases, which also helps to kind of provide a reassurance on these people that are victims or the so-called murderers.
Wow, Ben. 106 criminals? That's crazy. How about we move on to foreign policies? In September, Japan announced it will suspend accepting new officers and candidates from the Myanmar military for training, citing the Myanmar Duda's execution of 4 pro-democracy activists as a major factor in its decision. After February 1, 2021, military COPE, Japan accepted 8 military personnel for training prior to Japan's announcement. Research of human rights, Watch has previously located Japan-trained officers at Myanmar military bases where units have been implicated in serious abuses.
All right, so now we're going to start in with some of our foods, and our first food is the kimchi noodles.
I'm pretty excited about this one. It looks really interesting. I added some of the gochujang paste into it, which is like a red pepper paste, like a Korean red pepper paste. And we're going to be jumping into it. Are you excited, Carnell?
I'm ready to try some of these goodies.
All right. Let's get to it.
3, 2, 1.
Dang flavors.
All that.
The spices.
Red paste is. Oh.
The noodles are really cool, but it's nice and spicy.
Real hot.
A nice little kick to it. I like it.
I'm too white for this.
And it's really good. I think the ramen is already pretty spicy without the gochujang paste, so maybe could have left it without, but it's really good. I like the flavor.
Honestly, I think it's more.
All right, do you guys want to jump into the...
Let's go to the bubble tea.
Let's go to the bubble tea.
So this bubble tea,
it's taro flavored, which is kind of like a purple yam, like a purple sweet yam. It's really, really good. I've had this one before, but yeah, let's try it.
Never tried this one or never really seen it.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Tastes kind of like
coffee.
Oreo.
You know what? I like that idea. Taiwan classic? Wait, this was in America?
That's true. There's boba at the bottom, but it's kind of hard to get because we have straws, but they're super, tiny.
It's kind of hard to pick up one of those bobas with
that one's like a sticker small of a straw.
It's like, I feel like it's one of those drinks where it's really good at first, and I could, at first I feel like I could drink it forever, but, after a while, it just starts to get, I don't know.
For me, it's a super good drink. It's a nice mellow option if you don't like drinks that are super strong and crazy. It has like a mild tea sort of flavor, and that taro mixed with it, I feel like it's a really good combination. I just wish I could have gotten like a bigger straw so I can pick up more of the boba, but I'd give that one like a 9 out of 10. What would you guys rate the ramen? I forgot to
rate it. Kind of. Well, how about you? What would you rate the ramen?
Well, I'd say it's edible, so you know, I like it. And that, plus that little spice, whatever that thing was, kind of bussin'. No cap. Wow.
So out of 10, what would you put that as?
I give it I guess a 10, because I can eat it and I can enjoy it. So that's all I'm happy with.
Fair point. I'd say it was about, you know, a 7. I just didn't really like, not really a spicy man.
I'd say that it's probably, I'd say like a 7 or 8. It's really good. I like the spiciness, but the flavor is just like a little weird.
What about the bubble tea? Carnell, how is the bubble tea?
Bubble tea, it was pretty all right. You just didn't get any of the milk buds or whatever they're called.
Milk buds?
Whatever they're called, the bubbles.
Yeah, I would say the bubble tea personally wasn't my favorite.
I really liked it.
I'd say it was about a 6 out of 10.
I like the cream texture.
Yeah.
It did taste like Oreos, though. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it did taste like Oreos. Honestly, I never really thought about it like that.
Spice. All right, well, do you guys want to move on? All right, now we're going to start off with some Pocky Matcha.
Matcha Pocky. It's matcha-flavored Pocky. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the chocolate ones. It's basically kind of just like a breadstick that's dipped in a sort of like a milk chocolate or just... Yeah, I think this one is kind of like a milk chocolate mixed with matcha powder. But let's jump into it. It's
supposed to taste like green tea.
Green tea. Yep. Hold on, 3, 2, 1, go.
Let me get a whiff. Ooh. Whoa. That's, I taste plants. Is that supposed to happen?
It's pretty good.
I feel like the pretzel just tastes more than the actual matcha flavor.
That's true. There's not a lot of flavor. I wish it did have a little more of the matcha flavor, but it's not terrible. I mean, I'd probably rate it like a 8, 7 out of 10. Would I get it at a store if I saw it again? I mean, probably not. I'd probably get something else, but I mean, it's not terrible. It's pretty good.
Connell, what'd you think?
It's all right, like... It's like leaves, which was something I never really tried before. So I gave it a 10 for experience. This is a new experience.
I would say it's one of the more of the better ones, so I would give it probably an 8.
You're saying that because you don't like spice?
I don't like spice, yeah, no.
You have to accept.
Well, that's a great review. And now we've got one more candy?
Yeah, it's the peach gummy candy, the Japanese one. Let's jump into it.
I bet this is going to be probably my favorite.
Yeah. Last but not least.
Love the flavor of peach.
All right. Ooh, it was kind of weird.
It's looking good.
Reminds me of like fruit snacks.
Man. It does look kind of more like, you know, your vitamin C pills. Like the vitamin C gummies that you would take as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
All right. Let's review.
No, I'm just going to call those fruit snacks.
Tastes almost just like a peach ring, wouldn't you say, Carl?
Heck yeah. I like that. That could be addicting.
It's like a peach ring, but it's even better. I really like the texture. It's nice and soft and chewy.
Yeah.
It's not super hard.
fruit snack. That's pretty good.
All right. So now that we've tried everything, what would you guys think was the best?
You know what? I'm probably going to rate the drink the best. I really like the flavor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now, what about you?
I'm going to rate the spice because I'm a spicy guy.
So he's rating the ramen as the best. I'm assuming you're going to rate the peach gummies.
I would rate the peach gummies the best.
Yeah, Edmund.
I got Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba. Finally. All right, then. So now that we know which is the best, which do you guys think is the worst?
You know what? Probably the gochujang paste. It tastes a little funny. I really like the spice though, but it has a little bit of a weird taste to it.
I think that's what made the noodles really spicy for me. What do you think was the worst, Kyle?
Well, you see, I'm a good old omnivore, but I think I have more predatory, more carnivorous tendencies. So I don't like eating grass. So I'm going to say Pocky's is the worst.
All right. Well,
that's been our third episode. Thank you, Carnell, for being our guest. Yeah. Do you have any last finishing words?
You got any more ramen?
That's a good point. All right. We'll see you guys in the next episode.